Small biotech firms need big money to develop new drugs. Say you're a small biotech firm. There's a lot of high risk involved in developing a drug that could take over a decade to refine. Yet your money comes from investors who want to turn around and reposition their investment quickly. As NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports, the financial markets and the science can be at odds.
Drug development takes money. Lots of it, to set up labs, hire PhDs, doctors, and it's risky. Thousands of drug candidates start out life in a lab. Only a tiny percentage end up as drugs.
It's one thing for a major pharmaceutical with a market cap of, you know, tens of billions of dollars to take on that kind of time and money risk.
Phil Riley is CEO of Interleukin Genetics in Waltham, Massachusetts.
It's quite another degree of hazard for a little biotech company to make the commitment from the start.
Still, the cutting edge of drug discovery is increasingly found in small companies set up by research scientists and financed by an established community of venture capitalists. The most promising companies go public. That arrangement has a built-in problem, says David Hines, president of the Avalon Research Group in Boca Raton, Florida, which often sells its research to institutions who are betting against certain stocks.
The timeline for a successful development of a drug is measured in years, whereas the stock market is measuring results on a sometimes a week-to-week basis.
Company CEOs, analysts, and investors all have to deal with that tension, says Phil Riley.
I think the great temptation for a small biotech company that's struggling is to try and, you know, make as most as it can out of what developments occur. And you have to tread a line. You don't want to go over a line of overstating what you have. This is doubly difficult because often the investors are themselves not scientists and therefore do not have the expertise in evaluating the information that they need to make an investment decision.
Investors in the biotech firm ImClone got a bruising lesson in the uncertainties of drug development this year. ImClone is developing a drug called Erbitux, which the media dubbed a miracle treatment for colon cancer when ImClone presented promising results at an important scientific meeting last May. ImClone's stock soared. Then, late last year, investors learned the Food and Drug Administration believed ImClone's clinical trials were so flawed, the FDA wouldn't even accept the company's new drug application.
I felt blindsided by the FDA's decision.
Gwen Schaefer is an ImClone investor.
I mean, there just seems like a very large disconnect between what ImClone was saying and having the FDA turn down the application. And as an investor, I couldn't have foreseen that.
ImClone is still pursuing its Erbitux application. Many scientists believe the drug does work. But the company's stock has fallen from its highs in December of over $70 to around $27. ImClone's founders sold large blocks of stock late last year, leading many to believe that they deliberately misled investors about Erbitux's prospects so they could cash out while ImClone's stock price was still high. Shareholders are suing. The Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission are investigating. ImClone denies any wrongdoing. It could be argued that ImClone's situation illustrates one of the hazards of drug development in small companies. There are huge incentives for the companies and their founders to keep going, even when there are serious scientific setbacks. Biotech analyst Jason Cantor of J.P. Morgan says those are just the breaks of biotech investing.
As an investor or as an investment analyst, one always works with imperfect information. You have to make your investment decisions based on what you think the available information tells you, and you have to weigh that against what your acceptable level of risks are.
Biotech investing is not for the faint of heart, but despite the risks, investors are financing a growing portion of basic scientific research and shaping its direction. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.